Okay, so I guess we're gonna go ahead and get started here. See, let's go to. Just checking the Twitter site since Twitter's not coming up for me for some weird reason. All right, let's see. We got it. That's weird. I don't want Jaws going in. See, oh, you. Okay, cool. Thanks, Rick. Just trying to get my Twitter sounds to go through the speakers and not my, headphones here, so I'm working on that. Let's do a control panel again. Okay. So it should be working, let's see. It's not, but whatever. Okay. Okay, so I'm just gonna test a couple things out here. Real plus. Start this up. Okay, can people hear that? And do I need to slow the speech down? Check. Nothing there. Slow down to that. Okay. Go ahead and do some. Go into the planner here and set something up.
Planner, Tuesday, November 23rd, 2010. One appointment today. Call Ace Word about authorizing.
kind of actually need to edit this. I'll give it an hour, so. Hour. No, not 10 hours, 1 hour. 1 hour. Okay. No, I'll let's see here. I'll give it 2, let's see. 300. Nice, Peter. Thanks for joining in. Can you hear the Bro Plus as well? Just reply to me if you can. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get started since it's 2:01. Let me turn my phone off. Well, at least turn it on silent here. Okay, so we're going to do that. I'll stick this in my pocket. Okay. Okay, I'm going to go to my mentions. And what I was trying to do is just, I'm just trying to test audio. But we're going to go ahead and get started here. What I have in my hand is a Bro Plus, and we're going to go over a few things here. The Bro Plus is a mobile manager from APH, and it's very small. If you compare it to, a Braille Note, it's probably half the size and about half the weight of this, of that. It's running Linux, so you can get into the console if you need to, but you really don't have to know Linux to use this thing. So let's go ahead and I'll turn off the... I'll take the battery out, first of all, because you might want to know how to do that. The battery is located on the back. It's got a cover on it. You just... Whoops. Gonna lock my keys here. What you do is you just flip it over, you take the battery cover off, and to the right side, you'll just have to take your fingernail in there, lift the battery up. Now, it only goes in one way. On the left side, there's little ridges, and on the left side of the battery, there's also some ridges too. And you can go ahead and put the battery in. It only goes in one way, like I said, and I've got it in that way. And I just heard the Bro Plus vibrate, meaning it turned on. I'm going to go ahead and put this battery cover back on, flip it back around. I'm also going to be talking about the Bro Light and a couple other things, too, within this hour. Okay, so let's just check Twitter there. Yeah, Peter, that's it. I just wanted to make sure that people could hear it. Do you need me to turn the voice speed down? I guess I'll go ahead and do that. Okay, so put it down to 65% here. Okay, so I'll go ahead and explain what it's saying. Okay, no new mentions at that point. So again, you know, this is the Braille Plus. The difference between the Braille Plus and the Icon is the Braille Plus has the Braille keyboard. If you turn the unit over, I think 90 degrees or 60 degrees, whatever. If you do that, turn you over sideways to where your buttons, where your keypad is to the left of you, this is where the Braille keyboard sits. And it's a pretty good Braille keyboard. I wouldn't prefer typing on it for, like, using it as, you know, running a lecture or running a term paper. But, you know, it's good to get in there and do some editing a calendar appointment or putting in a contact or whatever. So let's go ahead and let the Braille Plus describe to you what its keys are. I'm going to go ahead, turn it up a little bit more, probably to the loudest it can get. Okay, so I'll go ahead and I'll just put it up to the microphone. Okay, and I'm just going to turn it to the side, and I'm going to press the main buttons that you'll be wanting to know what they are. Program 1 is used for Bluetooth.
Applications. List of applications.
Applications menu is the bar right in the middle between Program 1 and Program 2. You know what? Okay. I just did that. I'm going to lock my keys. Program 2 is to the right of this, which this will access your wireless network manager. If you hold it down, it will turn wireless on and off. Going back to Program 1 and going down, you feel a little rubberized, smaller bar. And this is the one on the left. And this is the status menu. If you press once, it'll repeat what has been said. If you press and hold, it will go into things like your battery status, your network, if you're connected or not, if Bluetooth is on or off. To the right of this is another one, and this is the help key, which if you press it once, say if you're in the word processor, you press it once, it'll go into the description of the word processor in the help section of the Braille Plus's help guide. And then you have a arrow key with a select button in the middle. It says standard navigation. It goes up and down through menus, opens and closes trees and tree lists. To the bottom of that, to the left, you have the OK key. In the middle, you have the menu key, and to the left, you have the cancel key and the power on off. Next, you have your basic telephone style keypad. And then on the bottom of the unit, to the left, you have the key lock switch, which if I press it over to the left, it says keypad unlocked. If I press it over to the right, it would say keypad locked. Then you have your dock, your dock connector. I'm just calling it a dock because I'm used to the iPod Touch's way of the dock feature. And then over to the right of the unit, you have one stereo speaker. And then over to the left, you have the other stereo speaker. And then if you go down, you have your volume rocker, your speaker and earpiece control, and then your voice memo control. So let's go ahead and turn the device off. And let's go ahead and turn it back on and see what we have through the menus here. First of all, You know, the icons, the BroPlus icon is ready to go when you're in the applications menu. This is version 1.1. I plan to upgrade to 2.2 very soon and show you some of the new features in 2.2. But let's go and see what we have through the applications menu. You have Workspace, which will bring you to your recent played Daisy books, music, recently opened documents or books, and also the BroPlus or icon user website. Let's go down here to the music as music player. Three is library menu. Four, internet menu. Five is tools. Six is utilities. Seven is games menu. And that's it. Well, I'm going to go into these in a very future live stream on some of these programs, but I just wanted to show you a little bit about this device. I'm going to turn it off and lock the keypad. And I forgot to mention, on the top, on the left, you have your output for an external mic, then you have your micro SD card, then you have your headphone, and then you have a combo mic and headset jack like you would have on many cell phones. So I'm going to put that over here. And next we have a very old piece of equipment. A friend of mine gave this to me, is wanting me to sell it, and I'm going to. It's this a ProLite M40. He said everything's with it, the cables, the floppy disk, the AC adapter is with it, everything. So let's go ahead and turn this on. I mean, this is old. I used one of these when I was in elementary school. But first, before we go and turn on, let's go and check Twitter. Okay, thanks, Rick. Yeah, I have the speakers hooked up to my JAWS, Peter, but I will get some external speakers and hook everything up here and, get all that going. But let's go ahead and turn this on. I don't know if any of y'all remember this, but this in the day, it was a very good machine. Collectors might want it. Okay, let's go ahead and turn that on and turn it up and slow the speech down. So I'm going to go ahead and press AR chord. Okay, and exit that. Now, remember, this is a very basic command structure. So I'm going to the options menu. And let's go and create a file. So F for file. C for create, and it says file to create, and I'm reading this on the Braille display. And one thing I can't remember is how to put this thing in grade 2 Braille for the Braille display. So right now I'm reading it grade 1. I would like to read it in grade 2. But anyways, it says file to create. Let's go ahead and just do test. And I already have this configured for the keys to be Sonnet. Never mess with that. Use grade 2, yeah. Test is open, so let's go to the top of the file. The file is empty, so let's write something like hi all. Oops. And then, if you remember, and I just made a mistake, I just see it on the Braille display. You can read by saying current line with C chord. And I made a couple mistakes. That's just me. And let's see. Yeah, put M instead of O. But anyways, that's just a look at that machine. Let's see, we can go the options menu again. We can see if we have any appointments with the calendar check. We can turn off the braille display. There's calculator, date, file commands, smart calendar, so we can enter any date in this and it will tell us. You can calculate line, open the previously opened file, review mode, which I never use the review mode. We can set the time and the date. We can spell check the document. We can ask for the time. We can have a countdown timer. We can turn the speech off and on. There's a stopwatch. Execute program. Say alarm. That's it. Let's see. Let's go and turn speech off here. And let's see. We're back in the options menu. Let's go and turn it off. And on the right, these are standard. There are two, I think, they look like S ports on both the right and the left. And on the left, there is the headphone jack. If you go back around, there's a bunch of empty space, but in the middle, there's a pin connector, and then your reset button to the right of that. And then to the left, there's your AC power and your on and off button. Again, that would be going on the Braille form. Now, a lot of you have known I've used an iPhone for a while, and I've been okay with it. The iPhone to me is good for blind people. If you like a touch screen, for me, I used it for a few months, and I got to the point where I wanted a tactile keyboard, and I didn't want to have to carry an external Bluetooth keyboard around with me. So I switched from an iPhone to a Nokia N75 because I like to have a tactile feedback, you know. And plus the price was just a little bit too high for just one person. But I do have a Apple wireless keyboard, and I use that for the longest time, and I can tell you this is the best Bluetooth keyboard that's out there using any of Apple's products. Let's see here. Let's go ahead and check Twitter again. Okay, well, I'll have to get external speakers on that. When I am done with this, I'll go and order some. But I'll go ahead and just talk about things, and since you all can't hear anything, and I'll go ahead and do some more in-depth reviews when I get some more speakers on these devices. So I guess, let's see, I'm just trying to figure out what else I can demonstrate here. Let's see. I guess we can take a quick look at the iPad. The iPad is Apple's e-reader and a tablet. And we're going to turn it on. I'm going to turn VoiceOver off. Let's see. Going to accessibility. I'm going to go to here. Okay, and this is the iPad. It's a 9.7-inch screen, and it's very good. I like it actually. And the voice is actually very. I'm liking the voice. I'm really liking the voice, because with the iPhone, the voice for the iPhone, we're not even going to go into that. I just didn't like the quality of it. And with the iPad, you know, you get better quality out of the speaker. I'm going to go ahead and turn it up here. I haven't installed iTunes, so I don't have the 4.2 software update yet, but I plan to get that very soon. And the battery on this thing is actually very good. And I haven't had to, charge it in a long time. The iOS update should be... it's actually out. I don't know why I'm saying it should be out, because it was out as of yesterday. Let's go ahead and turn VoiceOver back on here, and I'll show you some of the things. Hopefully, you know, you all can hear it. I'm going to triple-click the home button for VoiceOver. I'm going to go back into accessibility. Can anybody hear that better?
Settings, heading,
turn it up a little bit.
35%, 45%, 55%, 65%, 75%.
No, turn it. I'll speed it up a little bit.
Calendar, contact, note, maps, video, YouTube, iTunes, App Store, settings. Double tap to open.
We can go into Safari here.
Safari, untitled.
Let's see here. It is the headset mic. Okay. Yeah, I have a DS50. I just haven't done that. I just don't have it up and running. It actually needs batteries. I haven't put batteries in the device to use it as a mic yet. But that's a good suggestion, Peter. I will look into that. But this is a very good. Very solid device, and I love it. I plan to get a screen protector from the Salona people, because I don't like having this thing not protected. But it's very a very good device, and I have been liking this a lot, better than my iPhone. So I'm gonna unlock it. And let's go on the calendar. The calendar is actually very, it's very, from a visual standpoint, it's very, very well redone, actually. You can go to today, or go into the month, and then it's on Tuesday, November 23rd. And again, this is the first generation model, not
calendar.
And not the second generation. A lot of people were saying, well, why didn't they put the a camera on the device? And really, I can see a front-facing camera. but a back-facing camera, I mean, you wouldn't want to be carrying a 9-inch, a 9.7-inch device, you know, up while trying to take a picture. That just look stupid. So, you know, I don't mind not having a camera, because I never use the cameras on my iPhone. So I think that's all I've got for, for today. But I will be back with some more content, probably next Tuesday. I will look into getting some more things, you know, with this, with the audio. This is my first run, so I just want to see what was gonna gonna happen, and I'll get some external speakers, and I'll hook up my DS30 to use as a microphone for demonstrating things. So you all have a nice day, and this will be archived up on Blind Geek Zone.